Surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVUE News time is 8:36. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. Pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line, Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope and Emporia Police Captain Ray Mattis.
Sheriff Cope, good morning.
Morning, Ron. Morning, Chuck.
How are you doing today?
We're doing fantastic.
Outstanding. Captain Mattis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing wonderful.
Outstanding. Thanks for having us. Thanks for being with us here today. And we've got a couple of different things that we had originally planned here, specifically talking about New Year's Eve travel safety, but that was before the forecast started impinging upon things and giving us our first winter snowfall of the season, quite possibly. Sheriff, let me ask you here on the weather-related travel situation that may be developing here. What concerns you going into the New Year's Eve weekend?
Well, I think with the holiday and people traveling and it's, with the expected snowfall and winter mix, it's the first one of the year is always catches people by surprise, and we just really want people to be prepared, slow down, plan ahead, and enjoy the new year and bring it in right.
Bring it in right, that's for sure. Ray, what about in-town driving here? And the expected possibly some sleet, ice with snow on top of that, New Year's Eve into New Year's Day.
Well, I would kind of echo the same thing Sheriff Cope said. You know, the first snow of the year, people forget that the roads aren't dry anymore. And our traffic accidents go way up on that first snow and ice appearance because people continue to drive like they have been driving. They just need to slow down, make sure they take a little extra time to get where they need to go. I know I've already prepared by throwing some extra weight in the bed of my pickup to give me a little extra traction on those back wheels a little bit, and just be prepared. I'd say if you're going to travel over the road, you know, make sure you have your safety equipment. If you do go off the road in a ditch, you might be stranded there for a while. So do you have blankets? Do you have a little bit of extra water? Things like that if you're going to be traveling over the road.
And then on top of that, you have, you know, the typical revelry which is going to be taking place, and it does look like, at least off of the current forecast, that we will be having the winter precipitation coming in as some of that revelry may be getting started here. Captain, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the traditional New Year's revelry side of things, and specifically, you know, what are some of the things that you've seen in your career that really come up here during New Year's Eve that shouldn't?
Well, you know, we always talk about the big one, you know, drinking and driving and DUIs and things like that. Over my career here at Emporia, I've seen a steady decline in the number of arrests we make over New Year's Eve. I think that message is sinking in. People are being more responsible. You see with the abilities of Uber and things like that, there's really no reason to drink and then drive. It's okay to go out and celebrate and have a good time, but we have a responsibility to our fellow citizens, you know, to everybody needs to be safe.
Sheriff, have you seen the same kind of trends that Captain Mattis was referring to?
Yeah, I think over the years, and it's people are being more responsible and planning ahead and finding that designated driver or taking a taxi. There's ride services, all kinds of things out there in the community to allow people to enjoy it, bring it in how they want to, but be responsible while they're doing it. And that's the main thing, because we don't want to be out working accidents and fatalities due to driving while impaired.
Ray, I think this time last year, we really hadn't seen a whole lot of an impact with, say, Uber, Lyft, or other rideshare options here for local residents. Are you seeing a lot more on that here, or hearing a lot more about that being more prevalent here this time around this year?
No, I haven't heard anything specific. I've just, you know, I looked into our DUI arrest last year, and we didn't have a DUI arrest. We had one on the 27th of December, and then it wasn't until later, a little later in January, that we had our first DUIRS. So we didn't have any over the New Year's Eve. When I first started here, we'd make 3, 4, 5, 6 DUIRS, you know, on New Year's Eve alone. And so, just with those availabilities, and I've seen people personally use those. I didn't have, you know, it's just the uptick abilities for people to continue to have an option if the taxi's busy, because I know our taxi service gets busy and things like that. So I think they're taking, you know, making sure they have their designated drivers and things along those lines as well.
I'm talking with Emporia Police Captain Ray Madison, Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope on our Newsmaker 2 segment. It is 8:41, 23 degrees, a wind chill of 13, so it feels winterish out there this morning with the very cold north winds blowing. Well, safety, obviously, Sheriff, is at the top of the list, getting out and, reveling safely, bringing in the new year. But if you're not going to adhere to that, if you are caught drinking and driving, the penalties are quite harsh, aren't they?
Yes, they're very severe, and depends on whether it's your first, second, or believe it or not, there are people with 3 or more DUIs, but it's expensive in attorney fees. It can cost your driving privileges, which then affects your ability to earn income and different things. And it's really just not worth it. The big thing is make sure you have a safe ride home from your activities and just enjoy it that way and plan ahead.
Is the license revoked after DUI 1, Sheriff?
That's typically suspended for a time frame, and then after that, if it's a second offense, then it's suspended for 1 year.
The other thing, too, here, given the forecast, I mean, how important, I guess, maybe would it be to have discretion be the better part of valor here, Ray, and quite possibly do your reveling at home, period?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors that go into that, and I'm always a big fan of staying home. But we're going to be out enforcing things, and we're going to be out in force. You know, we're going to have our streets, our cop cars full, and we're going to be out there looking for the people violating the law and making sure the rest that aren't are safe. And if you can have a celebration at home with family and close friends, and you're making sure your friends are getting home safe or giving them a safe place to stay for the night, that's always a good option.
Well, and, aside from the possible snow and freezing mix of sleet and freezing rain, temperatures will be dangerously low, I guess, Friday night. We're looking for a low down to 14, but oof, with north winds, blowing up to 30 miles per hour, the wind chills will be below zero, so you don't want to, get caught outside and have to deal with that, because that could be dangerous if you're exposed to those kind of temperatures for a very long period of time. That is for sure. Well, guys, we appreciate your time as always. We hope everybody has a very safe and a happy new year. Ray, just want to give you a heads up. I know, and maybe this is, it took me a while to notice, but I'm heading home last night, and I'm driving east on 12th, west 12th, and the school zone light is twisted. I don't know if it got twisted in the wind, but it looks like it's facing a different direction now.
I noticed that this morning as well. So we'll let our street department know that maybe they need to tighten that back down. I think it probably got moved in the wind and loosened up. And
yeah,
wow.
We'll give them a heads up.
Yeah, I just noticed that last night going home. So
man,
yeah, I don't think we need north south traffic going 20 mile an hour across 12.
That'd be a problem. Guys, one thing really quickly before we let you guys go. Ray, starting with you, you guys got any special enforcement efforts here for the next several days leading us through Sunday?
No, we'll just have a full shift on. We work our 12-hour days, so we'll be out from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. with a full shift of officers. And one thing that kind of gets overlooked, I just want to mention one time, we've talked about traffic safety and things like that. On New Year's Eve, there's a big thing about celebrating the midnight. and going out and shooting your guns up in the air or shooting your fireworks, I'm going to say any bullet that goes up has to come down and could endanger the lives of others unexpectedly. It's against the law to shoot your guns in town. It's against the law to shoot your fireworks in town. So if we will enforce that as well if we catch you doing that. So
all right,
let's make sure everybody just has a great New Year's.
All right, Sheriff Cope, any extra enforcement efforts here for the next several days?
Yeah, we'll be participating in the annual STEP program, concentrating on moving infractions, those dangerous violations that cause accidents, and so DUI enforcement, speed enforcement, and stop signs and so forth. We ask the deputies to concentrate on those during this period and to allow people to celebrate and do it safely.
Outstanding.
We hope they do. And Sheriff, a little shout out to you. I tell you what, your Christmas display this year was over the top. So way to go! You're festive.
Well, I'm just the worker bee behind it. my wife Karen comes up with the fantastic ideas, and it's something we do together, and we just enjoy people enjoying it with us. And it was a great Christmas. Hope everyone had a fantastic Christmas, and let's bring in the new year right and start 2022.
Sheriff, always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, Ray, thanks. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good New Year's.
Yeah, Emporia Police Captain Ray Madison, Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. Chuck?
All right, we got one more interview before the hour is out, and really one more interview before we transition back to our sports year interview. Kitty Hamilton will join us here in just a second, talking about the MLK Day of Service January 17th through the RSVP program.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:47.
Five states are now reporting their largest COVID infection numbers ever. Those states part of